Even if you don't live near a beach, you've probably noticed that surfing has gone big time again. It seemed to be really hot back when I was a kid, then a lull. But now, it's in the X Games for the first time ever this year. MTV has its own surf show, and the new documentary Step Into Liquid features surfers like Rochelle Ballard and Keala Kinley describing passion for the sea and the ride.
It's a pleasure to go beyond one dimension and come into a rhythm with the ocean, not just whoever you're surfing against.
I'd say the best surfer in the world is the one having the most fun.
There's at least one surfer who's been having fun for most of his life, and he happens to be one of the best.
My name is Kelly Slater, and I'm 31 years old now. I've been surfing for over 25 years.
Kelly Slater is the six-time world surfing champion. He's been called the Michael Jordan of surfing. He's got a new book out about the subject called Pipe Dreams. But he started out like many other surfers.
I probably first caught a wave when I was 2 years old or something. My dad probably took me out there. It's just second nature to me.
And definitely, he says, he's still having fun. But a little competition never hurts either. So he signed up for the X Games surf contest in Southern California. But before going into the contest and leading the games, Kelly Slater took time out to tell producer Christopher Johnson about a sport that Kelly Slater says is the mother of all extreme games.
I feel like surfing is the most beautiful one. It's still got a sort of mystical thing about it, you know, because you're actually dealing directly with nature, and it's just you and your board in nature, and there's nothing else. A lot of people say if George Bush surfed, there would be no war in Iraq or Afghanistan, and you know, it brings a peace to you. I think you become conscious, especially when you surf real big waves, you become conscious of how insignificant you are and how you're just a part of everything that's happening in the world, but you know, you can't change anything, you know. I would say if that was an analogy for surfing, it permeates every cell in your body, and that's a really healthy thing. One of the best waves I ever caught was in, it was in a competition in a place we call G-Land, or it's in Java, East Java. In 95 we had an event there, and it was the first time we ever took a surfing event to a really remote location. The waves were absolutely flawless, I would say 2 to 3 times overhead. And the first wave I turned around on was one of the most incredible waves I've ever caught. It's just one of those waves you don't catch many times in your life. A lot of people ask me to describe what it's like to be on a wave or in a tube. It's something magical, you know. It's something to talk about with your friends later, and I guess you do capture it in your soul. I have my own things that I listen to. You know, I listen to all of our friends actually listen a lot to Jack Johnson, because Jack's a good friend of ours and fellow surfer, and I can listen to a lot of mellow music and still get myself sort of amped to surf, you know, because I feel like I get connected.
In times like these, in times like those,
Kelly Slater talking to Day to Day's Christopher Johnson at Huntington Beach, California, where Kelly led his team to victory at this week's X Games.
And it always goes on and on and on and on and on, on and on and on and on.